You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This afternoon, we're going to together look at 2 Samuel chapter 23 from verses 8 to 39.
因为这段圣经太长,
because these verses are too long,
所以我们就不一起读,
so therefore, we're not going to read it together.
但是请你们把你们的圣经打开,
however, I ask that you open your Bible.
我们也请, 做幻灯片的把圣经打出来。
And we also ask a sister to project these Bible verses on the screen.
然后我们就一段一段的往下面看。
And then we'll just read paragraph by paragraph and we'll read on.
在我们来看这段圣经之前,
before we start reading these verses,
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have words of prayer.
天父，我们要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们可以常常在饼杯面前纪念你。
That we're constantly able to come before your bread and cup to remember you.
谢谢你常常借着饼杯对我们的心说话。
We thank you that constantly through the bread and the cup to speak to our hearts.
让我们知道你的伟大。
That we may know your greatness.
你对我们的慈悲和怜悯,
your mercy and compassion towards us,
以及你在永恒中为我们所预备的荣耀,
and the glories that you have prepared for us in eternity.
现在我们坐在你的脚前,
and now we're seated in front of your feet.
我们求圣灵把圣经向我们打开,
we ask the Holy Spirit to open up the Bible to us.
但愿这些圣经成为我们的祝福,
and may all these Bible verses become our blessings.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我不知道我们中间有多少人记得。
I don't know how many of us have remembered.
其实当年跟随大卫的人,
in actuality, the people that followed David in those days,
是什么样的人?
What kind of people are they?
是一些好人。
Are they some good people?
勇士,
warriors?
了不起的人物,
great people?
不是,
no.
撒母耳记上, 22章第2节告诉我们,
First Samuel chapter 22 and verse 1, it tells us.
Verse 2,
it tells us.
跟随大卫的人基本上,
the people who followed David basically,
是这个社会上看不起的人。
These are the people who are despised by this society.
是边缘人物。
They are people from by the marginal people.
如今到了大卫一生总结的时候,
and now when we arrive at the conclusion of David's life,
我们却发现,
we then discover then,
圣灵一再地在这里强调,
the Holy Spirit once and again is emphasizing here,
在大卫神的国度里,
in David, in the kingdom of God,
有许许多多的勇士,
there were many great warriors.
这个对我们每一个人是一个非常重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder to each and every one of us.
一个人在神国度里的价值,
the value of a person in the kingdom of God,
其实不在乎你自己有多大的成就。
Really, it does not depend on how much accomplishment you have achieved.
乃是在你的生命,
but that in your life,
能够影响改变多少人的生命,
and how much you have influence and change how many people's lives,
你能够带出多少天国的勇士,
how many great heavenly warriors have you brought out?
这才是重点,
and that is really the focal point.
这一段的圣经,
and this part of the Bible,
跟历代至上11章,
and comparing to 1 Chronicles chapter 11,
这一类的记载,
these kind of recordings,
你如果读它里面的经文,
and if you read all these verses in there,
大概你会跟我有同样的感觉,
you may have similar feelings as I have.
很无聊,
it's very boring.
一连串我们都不熟悉的名字。
A whole series of unfamiliar names.
如果你再下点功夫去读
And then if you spend a little bit of efforts to read it,
那更麻烦
it will be more troublesome.
因为很多的细节啊很有问题的
Because many details in there, there are problems in there.
你如果多翻几个不同的英文版本
And if you try to read a few other English versions,
你就知道了
You will then realize.
譬如说十八节、十九节。
For example, verse 18 and verse 19.
三十二节、三十三节。
Verses 32 and 33.
麻烦到一个地步。
It's so troublesome to an extent.
很多懂原文的专家。
All the specialists who knows the original text language.
他们都搞不懂它原文是什么意思。
They were not able to understand what the original meaning of the original text was.
但是我们感谢神。
However, we thank God.
那些麻烦
These troubles
还一点都不影响这一段圣经要对我们说的话
It does not influence, affect any little bit of the words that the Bible wants to tell us
那整个我们今天读的这段圣经
And the chapter that we're reading today
它的分段是很清楚的
The way it separates into paragraphs are very clear
第八节到第十二节
Verses 8 to 12
有名字的三个大侠
And the three names of the great three warriors
十三节到十七节
And verses 13 to 14
没有名字的三个大侠
The nameless great warriors
然后十八节到二十三节
And then from verses 18-23
两个首领
Two leaders
二十四节到三十九节
Verses 24 to 39
三十个勇士
The 30 warriors
我们必须要承认
We have to admit that
读这样子的经文呢
When we read these kind of biblical verses
不太容易有什么觉得有属灵的价值
It's not very easy for us to realize that it has any spiritual meanings or values
不相信你自己等下回家的时候从二十四节读到二十八节
If you don't believe me, you go home when you read from verses 24 to 28
很少人读这样的经文会觉得要敬拜神要赞美神的
Very few people will feel that they need to worship and praise God when they're reading these verses
你会觉得这个读过来一点意思都没有
You feel that well what is there's no meaning at all reading these
就是一连串的名字
And it's just a series of names
然后加上一点简单的解释
And just add on a little bit of simple explanations
这个给我的感觉啊
And the feelings that it's given me
好像我读那个圣经中记载那个被掳归回的人的名单
As if I was reading the name list of those people who were captured and returned
或者是读到那个耶稣基督的家谱
Or maybe when we're reading the genealogy of Jesus Christ
有的时候读圣经读到那些地方啊，我就自动跳过去了
And sometimes when we're reading the Bible and we read to, up to this kind of names I'll just skip over
我看你们中间有些人跟我是一样的。
And I feel that some of you may be the same as I am.
因为我们不知道这些经文有什么宝贝。
Because we don't know how precious these verses can be.
但是有的时候神真的很怜悯我们。
But sometimes I feel that God really has mercy on us.
我们常常在这类的经文里面。
And constantly we in this kind of verses.
我们会找到一些珍宝啊。
We'll find some real treasure.
是隐藏的珍宝
Some hidden real treasure
那我们今天试试看
And today let's try
我们可不可以挖出一点宝贝
If we can dig up some real treasure here
我们先来看有名字的三个大侠
And let's look at the three warriors with names
有名字就是他们的名字是被记载的
When you say their name meaning their names are being recorded
那第一个是在第八节
The first one is in verse 8
哈格门人约瑟
And it's Joseph 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 Bathsheba
又称以斯尼人亚底拉
And the, it's also the Adila
他是军长的统领
He is the leader of the commander
一时击杀了八百人
And at one point he's killed all 800 people
我不知道你读这样的经文你会看出什么东西来
I don't know when you're reading this kind of thing what can you read
光是他的名字就好难搞
Just the name itself is confusing enough
圣经学者连他的名字是什么意思都搞不清楚
The Bible scholar cannot even find out the meaning of his name
更讨厌的
The worst part is
他在这里记载他的名字跟历代志上十一章十一节记载的还不一样。
And the name that's recorded here is actually different than 1 Chronicle chapter 11, verse 11.
因为在历代志上十一章十一节是说是哈格摩尼的儿子亚朔班，他是军长的统领，一时举枪杀了300人。
Actually, in 1 Chronicle chapter 11, verse 11, it says, Jashobeam, a Hashmonite, was chief of the officers. He raised his spear against 300 men.
这个名字不一样啊。
And the name is different.
还比较容易解释。
That is still easier to explain.
因为在希伯来文里面呢。
Because in the original language, Hebrews.
这个约瑟巴瑟和朔这个亚朔班呢、啊。
In the Joshab, Basophath.
在希伯来文的发音是有点接近的。
In the original language of Hebrews, it's a little similar.
只是很可能写撒母耳记的作者的口音跟写历代志作者的口音不一样，他是用拼音的嘛。
It could have been that the author of the book of Samuel and the authors of First Chronicles are different.
这个容易解释。
This is easier to explain.
可是他那一次是杀了300人还是800人啊？
But did he actually kill 800 people or 300 people in one encounter?
这个有点讨厌了。
And then that's a bit difficult.
那么当然很多圣经学者也想出很多方法来解释这个为什么一个地方写300，一个地方写800。
So then the Bible scholars trying to find out with methods to explain why it's recorded 800 in one area and 300 in the other.
不过从我来看了哈
，But from my angle，
不管你怎么解释啊
，Regardless how you explain it，
都是解释的人猜的。
It's all a speculation by these people。
但是不管你一口气杀了300还是杀了800
，So but regardless whether in one encounter you kill 300 or 800，
都不是简单的事儿。
This is not a simple task。
那些敌人不是躺在地上给你杀的。
These enemies are not just lying on the floor for you to kill.
你要是一口气杀掉300吧。
If in one encounter you kill 300 people,
那个年代没机关枪啊。
There's no machine guns in those days.
他手上是一把长枪而已啊。
It's a long spear in the hand only.
你怎么杀几百人啊？
How do you kill a few hundred people?
他肯定是武功很高强。
Of course, they must be very skillful in their martial arts.
肯定是很勇敢。
They must be definitely be very brave.
但是武功很高强，很勇敢，还不一定可以搞定300人、800人，对不对
？Even if you're very high martial arts and you're very skillful, you cannot necessarily kill all 300 at once.
你要有怎么样的体力呀
？What kind of physical strength you must have?
所以这一段圣经它其实在告诉我们什么
？So therefore, this part of the Bible, what is it actually trying to tell us?
这个人他成就了不是一般人可以做得到的事。
This person has accomplished something that not ordinary men can do.
所以他被记载了成为三个有名字的大侠里面的一个。
Therefore, then he's being recorded as one of the three mighty men.
然后是第九节到第十节。
Then from verses 9 to 10.
那么这里有一个人叫以利亚撒。
And here is a person called Eliezer.
你们要小心啊，他不是撒母耳记上第七章的那个以利亚撒。
Be very careful, it is not 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Eliezer recorded there.
那么在第九节这里啊。
And in verse 9,
很多英文的版本。
Many English versions.
他的翻译啊。
His translation were.
是都翻着说以色列人就。撤离了。
And they all translated that the Israelite then retreated.
而不是像我们和合版翻的说以色列人迎着上去。
And it's just not like a Chinese Union version to say that the Israelite actually moved forward.
换一句话说。
In other words,
面对着非利士人的军队。
Facing the army of the Philistines,
以色列人全怕了。
The Israelites, they were all afraid.
一个一个溜了。
And they all try to escape one by one.
那么只有三个包括以利亚撒的勇士呢站在那里骂阵。
And only three, including Eliezer, the three mighty men, they were there taunting the battle.
但是骂正有三个。
But although there are three people who is taunting them,
真的上去打有几个？
But how many of them truly went up to fight?
几个？
How many?
一个。
Only one.
哎呦，我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
这个好像从来没改变过的。
This has never changed.
基本上碰到麻烦了，逃命的都逃了。
Basically, whenever you encounter problems, everyone will run for his life.
啊，有几个站在里面还敢站得住的
？How many will still stand there and try to fight?
那就不简单了。
That then would not be a simple thing.
但只有一个敢上去。
There's only one that's brave enough to go up to fight.
圣灵在这里啊，特别强调。
And the Holy Spirit here is emphasizing, especially.
强调什么呢
？What is he emphasizing?
是他。一直杀到手臂疲乏。
That he fought all the way until his hands grew tired and froze.
但是他的手啊，还是粘住刀把。
But his hand is still frozen to the sword.
等到他得胜以后。
Until he won the battle.
很有意思。
It's very significant here.
得胜以后怎么样？
What did he do after he won?
众民在以利亚撒后头干什么事啊
？What the troops? What they were doing behind Eliezer?
啊，很有意思哈。我常常鼓励啊，我们中间单身的姐妹啊。
I constantly encourage our single sisters among us.
每一次有厨房服侍的时候
，Every time when there's kitchen service，
你们一定要去。
You must go.
啊、你们不只是在那边要干活。
Not only do you need to work there.
你们要在那边把眼睛睁大。
You need to open your eyes wide there.
你要看看那些单身的男孩子。
Look at those single boy bachelors.
特别是有些男孩子已经在向你表示的话。
Especially if those boys are already trying to express their feelings towards you.
你要仔细观察。
Observe very carefully.
有些男孩子。
Some boys.
是蒙了头老老干事的。
They truly, they are just working very hard.
有些男孩子是在那边出嘴巴的。
Some of the boys, guys are just there, just talking.
这边摸一下，那边摸一下，跟没有好好干的。
They were just touching around and talking, not really doing the work.
还有的是只有照相的时候在的。
And some of them would just appear when you're taking photographs.
然后就不见了。
And then they'll disappear.
那你就知道。你要跟什么样的人做朋友
？Then you will know what kind of people should you befriend.
因为到那个时候就露出他的狐狸尾巴了。
Because then that is the time when the tails is showing.
在神的国度中
，in the kingdom of God，
真正的勇士
，the true warriors，
不但要有勇气
，not only do they need to have courage，
不但要有本领
，not only do they need to have skill。
不但要有坚韧
，and they also need to have determination.
他还要有一个胸襟。
They need to have such a mind that's so broad.
他让别人得到他努力的结果。
To enable others to gain the results of his efforts.
这是神国度的勇士。
These are the mighty men of the warrior of God's kingdom.
在美国工作。
Working in America.
最恨的。
The worst thing
就是别人拿你的 credit.
It's when people try to get your credit.
但是神国的勇士呢
But the warrior of God's kingdom
在神的国度中服侍
In the king, serving in the kingdom of God
我们就愿意
We are willing then
我们干
We'll do the work
让别人得称赞
Let the others be praised
这个在神那里记上一笔啊
And this is being recorded in God's book.
比所有人给你的称赞都有价值。
It's much more valuable than any other praises from other people.
然后十一节十二节。
And then verses 11 and 12.
这里讲到腓力士人聚集成群。
And here it talks about the Philistine banded together.
其实现代的学者。
Actually the modern day scholars.
他们都发觉这个更准确的翻译是腓力士人聚集在利西。
And they said a more accurate recording is that the Philistines gathered together at least at lentils, a field of lentils.
那利西是哪里呢
?And where is this place?
是四世纪十五章参孙杀了一千个非利士人的地方。
And it's actually in the book of Judges, where Samson killed all these people.
就在那个地方。
And the same place.
以色列人全逃了。
And the Israelites all escaped.
只有沙马。
Only Shama.
他好像是一个中流砥柱。
He's like a pillar in the middle of the river.
一夫当关。
He's just one person facing all the enemies.
万夫莫敌。
No enemies can fight against him.
以前曾孙是用驴腮骨。
And Samson used the bones of the mule.
沙马用什么圣经都没告诉我。
But what does Shama use? The Bible doesn't even tell us.
当我们来看这三个有名字的勇士的时候。
When we come to look at these three mighty men with names.
我们都必须承认。
We have to admit.
他们威武神勇。
They are really brave and great.
他们真的令人佩服。
Truly, they're admirable.
但是神写这段圣经。
But however, God wrote this chapter of the Bible.
背后有一个更重要的信息，你不要忽略。
There is more important message behind it that we must not neglect.
请问这三个有名字的大侠。
Let me ask you, these three people with names, mighty men,
他们真正得胜的理由是什么
？What is the true reasons of their victory？
你在这段圣经里面可以找得到吗
？Are you able to find it in these verses of the Bible？
第十节和第十二节
，verses 10 and 12，
作者都特别重复了一句话。
The author especially repeated one sentence。
找到没有
？Have you found it？
耶和华使以色列人得胜
Lord,
大获全胜
The Lord Jehovah defended and struck the Philistines and he brought about a great victory
那请记住
And please remember
胜利这个字
The word victory
跟救恩这个字
And with the words comparing with the word salvation
在希伯来文是同一个字
It's the same word in the original language of Hebrews.
换一句话说
In other words,
神写了这一段圣经
God, when he writes this part of the Bible,
是让我们看到
is to enable us to see
真正的得胜是属乎耶和华
The true victory belongs to Lord Jehovah.
真正的救恩是出乎耶和华
And the true salvation comes from the Lord Jehovah.
然而神却在他的怜悯中
However, God, in his mercy,
赐给人一些恩赐
gives men some gifts
赐给人一些勇气
gives men some courage
赐给人一些机会
gives men some opportunities
能够在神的国度中成为有名字的大侠
that we can become mighty warrior in the kingdom of God with names
我年轻的时候
when I was young
我不懂
I didn't understand.
我总认为去服侍主啊。
I always thought that to serve God.
我要付时间。
I have to spend time.
我要付爱心。
I have to give love.
甚至于还要付金钱。
Sometimes I even have to give money.
是没办法的事啊。
It's something that I cannot help.
如果让别人多做一点。
If we allow other people to do more of that.
我就赚到了。
Then I really have gain.
因为我就可以少干一点呢。
Because then I can do less.
然后别人要照相，我是露个脸就行了。
So then, when people want to take picture, I'll just show my face.
慢慢的，我才懂。
Gradually, then I realize.
其实，如果你有机会
，Actually, if you have that opportunity,
你要千感谢神，万感谢神。
You have to keep on giving thanks to God.
因为神绝对可以不用你。
Because God absolutely does not have to use you.
神如果用别人
If God used other people,
你就没有这个机会了
Then you don't have this opportunity.
在神国度里
In the kingdom of God,
一切的得胜都是耶和华的礼物
All victories are the gifts from our Lord Jehovah.
任何一个服侍神的人
Anyone who serves God,
如果忘记了这一点
If they forget this point,
肯定会窃取神的荣耀。
They will definitely be stealing God's glory.
最后一定是失败的。
And finally, they will definitely fail.
神的国度里
In the kingdom of God,
一切伟大的成就
All great accomplishments
必须是出于神
It must have come from God
必须是依靠神
And must be through God
才能够真正的把荣耀归给神
Then we can truly give the glories to God
世界上的人可以有很多伟大的成就
People on earth can have many great accomplishments
但是如果不在神的国度里
However, if it's not in the kingdom of God
真是那句老话
The old saying cliche will come on
是非成败转头空
All your accomplishment will in the end become nothing
神国度里一切的得胜
All the victories in the kingdom of God
从这段圣经里面
From this part of the Bible
你可以很清楚地看到
You can very clearly see
绝对不是为了你自己
Absolutely is not for yourself
乃是为着神的百姓。
But it's for the people of God.
这就是为什么圣经没有说
That is why the Bible did not say
耶和华使某某人大获全胜。
The Lord Jehovah caused a certain so-and-so to have a great victory.
却说耶和华使以色列大获全胜。
But it said the Lord Jehovah brought Israel to have a great victory.
这是圣经中一个非常宝贵的教训。
It's a very precious lesson in the Bible.
一个人的得胜。
A person's victory.
带下全体的得胜。
Bring about a victory of the whole group.
这一个原则。
And this principle.
是每一个神儿女安全的保障。
It's a safety guarantee for every child of God.
因为耶稣基督已经得胜。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already won the victory.
那是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
13节到第17节。
Verses 13 to 17.
有三个大侠没名字。
Three mighty men does not have name, who do not have names.
在什么时候发生？
When did that happen?
在收割的时候。
During harvest time.
在收割的时候有三十个勇士中的三个人。
During harvest time, three of the 30 chief men.
请注意三十个勇士。
Please pay attention, 30 chief men.
不是讲有三个很厉害的人三十个很厉害的人。
It's not saying 30 very powerful men.
三十个勇士。
It's a 30 chief men.
是一个特别的称呼
is a special terminology addressing them.
是一群人的一个称呼
is addressing them as a group of people.
好像毛泽东身边的护身侍卫
as if it's the bodyguards close around Chairman Mao.
有一个特别的称呼
a special terminology for them.
有没有人知道叫什么
Do you know what they're called?
8341
8341.
Yeah, 8341. 一讲到8341,
when you talk about 8341,
在那个圈子里的人,
and in the circle of the people,
就知道,哇,你是8341的。
They will say, wow, you belong to 8341.
什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
那一定是武功特别高强的。
That means the skill in martial arts must be special.
而且是一定是特别忠心的。
And they must be specially loyal.
这样懂了没有
Do you understand that?
用英文讲叫 bodyguard.
In English, it's a bodyguard.
贴身侍卫啊。
They are very close personal.
那大卫的贴身侍卫 and, 他们的名称。
And David's close personal guards, their names.
三十个勇士。
They are 30 chief men.
这样懂了没有
Do you understand?、
就是大卫的贴身侍卫里面有三个人。
And that is in David's very close personal warrior, there are three men.
圣灵故意把他们的名字隐藏起来。
And the Holy Spirit deliberately hide their names.
相对于前面的三个人，圣灵是特别把他们的名字写下来。
Comparing the previous three names, the Holy Spirit deliberately wrote down their names.
这里在告诉我们什么呢？
And what is it telling us here?
在神的国度中啊。
In the kingdom of God.
神会让有一些人是有名的。
And God will allow some people to have their names recorded.
听懂吗?
Do you understand?
但神会让另外一些人是隐藏的。
However, God will allow some other people's names to be hidden.
那你如果读完这三个没有名字的人的故事的话。
And after you finish the story of these people without names.
你就应该知道。
Then you will know, you should know.
这三个没有名字的。
These three without names,
比那三个有名字的
comparing to the three with names,
在神永恒的国度中
in the eternal kingdom of God,
有更高的价值
has actually a higher value,
更得到大卫的心
and really has gained more of the heart of David.
所以今天你我在地上服事啊。
Therefore, you and I today, when we're serving on earth,
如果很不幸
if it's very unfortunate,
上帝让你出名
God allows you to have your name published,
你就认命了。
They will just accept it.
谁叫你倒霉
who knows why you're so unfortunate?
如果上帝让你没名
However, if God wants you to remain nameless,
你做的好事好像大家都不知道。
As if all the good deeds that you have done, nobody knows.
你要千感谢万感谢。
You have to really give thanks to the Lord.
因为你更有价值。
Because you have higher value.
这里的故事。
And the story here.
也告诉我们。
Also tells us.
千万不要去羡慕别人。
Don't be envious of other people.
那这个是。这一段的故事
And this part of the story
可以是说在全旧约圣经里面
You can be said that in the whole of the Old Bible, Old Testament
最感动我的几段圣经里面的一段
This is one of the paragraphs that really touched me
这三个人到哪里去
Where did these three go to?
他们到哪里、啊、
Where did they go?
哎，你们要看，不要看我，看那个，看圣经啊。
Look at your Bible, and don't.
他们去哪里
？Where did they go?
那是哪里
？Where is that?
那是大卫逃难的地方。
This is a place where David ran for his life.
大卫在逃难的时候，常常躲到那里。
When David was running for his life, he constantly hid there.
腓力士人入侵这次规模非常的大。
And this time, the Philistine size was really large.
他们不但在利伐因谷安营。
Not only did they set up the encamp in the valley of Rephaim.
你如果读第十四节。
If you read verse 14.
他们在伯利恒也有防营。
Actually, they also have garrison in Bethlehem.
这不得了啊。
And that's really powerful.
亚杜兰洞
The cave of Adullam
离开伯利恒
A distance from Bethlehem
十几英里啊
It's over 10 miles
大卫在打仗
And David is there fighting
里面很疲倦
He is very tired and fatigued inside
我们不知道大卫有没有恐惧
We don't know whether David was afraid inside
你知道当你很累的时候
You know that when you're very tired
你有时候会想起来你小的时候吃的东西。
Then sometimes you'll remember, think of the things, food that you eat when you were small.
大卫在那里又累又渴。
And David was there being very tired and thirsty.
他就想到他小的时候在伯利恒。
And then he thought, he remembered the time when he was small in Bethlehem.
哦，伯利恒那个井水啊。
Oh, the well water from Bethlehem.
又甜。
Sweet, it was so sweet.
又凉
and it's cool、
哦、在那个大夏天的里面
and during the hot summer
如果喝上一口啊
if guy can just have a sip of it
大概就跟我吃到冰淇淋一样快乐
it would, maybe it's just like me when I was having my ice cream so happy
所以大卫里面有这个渴想
so therefore David inside has this longing
他就发出了一个叹息
then he sighing
他说什么呢
what did he say?
甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝。
Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
大卫说他心里的这个想法。
David was just expressing his thoughts from his mind, heart.
他是200%不期待有任何的人会去做这件事的。
We can be sure there's 200% of him that he wasn't hoping that someone would do that.
为什么
?Why?
为什么
?Why is that?
外面全是腓力士人的军队啊。
Because outside, they're all surrounded by the Philistine armies.
你要跑穿过军队的。
To run through the armies.
跑去再跑回来、啊、
To run over there and to come run back.
坦白告诉你
Frankly speaking,
如果换的是我
If it's me,
就是敌人不杀我
Even if the enemies will not kill me,
来回就三十几公里啊
To come back is over 30 kilometers.
敌人没杀我已经自己累死了
Even if the enemies don't kill me, I would be so exhausted I might die. How is it possible?
但是大卫的这个可想
But this longing of David's
被这三个没有名字的人听见
was overheard by these three nameless people
对他们来讲
and to them
大卫的渴望
the longing of David
就是他们的使命
it will be their command
记住啊
remember
他们活着
there for them to live
不但是服从大卫的命令
Not just to obey the commands of David
他们活着是要满足大卫
They live to satisfy David
你知道这幅图画为什么这么美
Why do you know why this picture is so beautiful?
因为这三个人就是基督的样子啊
Because these men are the type of Christ
耶稣基督在地上的时候
Jesus Christ when he was on earth
他活着
He lived
不只是顺服天父的每一个命令
Not only to obey every commands of our Heavenly Father
他活着
He lived
是要满足天父的心意啊
Is to satisfy the heart and will of our Heavenly Father
圣灵把这三个人摆在我们面前
The Holy Spirit placed these three men in front of us
就是让我们看到基督是何等的美丽
Is to allow us to see how beautiful our Christ is
那跟我们是天差地别啊
For us, it's a difference of heaven and earth
基督徒有的时候为着自己一点好处
Christians sometimes just for a little bit of benefits for themselves
自己一点的喜好
A little bit of likings on their own
就违背了神的命令。
They will go against the will of God.
一个基督徒能够遵行神的命令已经了不起了。
For a Christian to be able to obey the will of God is already so great.
今天你能够碰到几个人
Today, how many people can you meet?
真的像基督
That can be truly like Christ.
能够活着要满足神的心意。
Can live to satisfy God's will.
有一条诗歌叫主我愿意像。
There is a hymn that said, Lord, I want to be like you.
这个唱很容易的。
It's very easy to sing it.
唱的我们自己也很感动。
And we sing to such an extent that we moved ourselves.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
你真的要跟随基督。
When you truly want to follow Christ,
你要记住
You have to remember
我们的满足
Our satisfaction
就是当神喜乐的时候
Is when our Lord is joyful
但愿神把这样的恩典赐给我们
May God give this such grace to us
这三个人
And these three men
冒着生命的危险
Risking their lives
闯过腓力士的营地
They broke through the camp of the Philistines
给大卫打水回来
And they drew water from the well for David
我就很稀奇
I am truly amazed
哎，你听到大卫想要喝水你也等晚上敌人睡觉再去呗
Even if you heard that David wants to drink those well water maybe you should wait until the evening to go
他们一听到
As soon as they heard it
就冲了
They broke through the Philistine lines
大卫的可想
The wish and the longing of David
对他们来讲
To them
这是何等重要的事
What an important thing that is
他们来回要跑 我算了一下差不多25公里。
I calculated a little bit, the round trip, it would be about over 20 kilometers.
No, mile.
Miles?
Yeah, 英里。
Miles.
25英里。
25 miles.
25英里大约是多远呢?
How far is actually 25 miles?
就是标准马拉松的距离。
It's a typical marathon's of distance.
这些人没有被打死也会累死的。
Even if they are not killed during the breakthrough, they might be so exhausted to death.
他们这样的做。
They do it this way.
充分表达了他们对着耶和华所立的君王那一份的爱心和忠心。
Totally display their kind of love and loyalty for the king that's anointed by our Lord Jehovah.
他们用行动表明他们甘心为他们的主做任何的事，付任何的代价。
They use their actions to show that they're willing loyally to show to do anything loyally for their Lord.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.